Chapter 12. Whoever loves instruction loves knowledge, but he who hates correction is stupid. The good man receives grace from the Lord, but he will condemn a man of wicked devices. A man shall not be established by wickedness, but the root of the righteous shall not be moved. A woman of virtue is a crown to her husband, but she who causes shame is like rottenness in his bones. The thoughts of the righteous are right, the counsels of the wicked are deceit. The words of the wicked are to lie in wait for blood, but the mouth of the upright shall deliver them. The wicked are overthrown and are gone, but the house of the righteous shall stand. A man shall be praised according to his wisdom, but he who is of a perverse heart shall be despised. Better is he who is despised and has a servant than he who honors himself and lacks bread. A righteous man regards the life of his animal, but the tender mercies of the wicked are cruel. He who tills his land shall be satisfied with bread, but he who chases fantasies is void of understanding. The wicked desires the spoils of evil men, but the root of the righteous yields fruit. The wicked is snared by the transgression of his lips, but the just shall come out of trouble. A man shall be satisfied with good by the fruit of his mouth, and the reward of a man's hand shall be given to him. The way of a fool is right in his own eyes, but he who listens to advice is wise. A fool's wrath is known at once, but a prudent man covers shame. He who speaks truth shows forth righteousness, but a false witness deceit. There are those who speak like the piercing of a sword, but the tongue of the wise heals. The lips of truth shall be established forever, but a lying tongue is but for a moment. Deceit is in the heart of those who imagine evil, but to counselors of peace there is joy. There shall no harm befall the righteous, but the wicked shall be filled with trouble. Lying lips are an abomination to the Lord, but those who deal truly are his delight. A prudent man conceals knowledge, but the heart of fools pours out foolishness. The hand of the diligent shall bear rule, but the lazy shall be under tribute. Heaviness in the heart of man weighs it down, but a good word makes it glad. The righteous is more excellent than his neighbor, but the way of the wicked seduces them. The lazy man does not roast what he took in hunting, but the substance of a diligent man is precious. In the way of righteousness is life, and in that pathway there is no death.